If you're an established woman in tech who is creating results and making an impact at work, so your workload and stress just keep growing, but promotions and salary bumps remain a distant dream, it's time for a change. Listen, we all know the tech industry has dramatically changed. It's time your career approach did too. You don't need cookie cutter programs or dusty advice from outdated playbooks because what works for tech bros won't work for you. You need individualized, bespoke support to build your brave career, one that reflects who you are as a woman in tech. I invite you to explore career coaching with me. Get all the details, including prices and client results, at tricksteinbach.com. You can stress less, work less, and earn more. You've already earned it. Let's make it happen. Welcome to the Build Your Brave Career podcast, where we flip the script on the tired stereotype that women in and around the tech industry have to be stressed out, overworked, and underpaid. I'm Nicole Tricksteinbach, the International Bravery Coach and your host. Forget what you've been taught. Bravery is not a personality trait available only to the brash. Bravery is a skill, and you already have it. Which is great, because building the skill of bravery is the most powerful way to creating the career and life you really want. As you build your brave, you will stress less, work less, and then earn more. This podcast will help you do just that. Let's dive in. You are not getting enough specific feedback, and it's holding back your career. Sounds provocative. How on earth can Nicole know that I'm not getting enough feedback? Well, a couple of things. Number one, statistics. Number two, my own lived experience. And number three, what my clients share with me. Professional feedback is crucial, but it has to be specific for it to be crucial. There are two ways that specific feedback matters to your career. Number one, it gives you an insight into the interpersonal skills and the functional skills that you are either over-focused on or under-focused on. And then with that clarity, you can create an action plan, build momentum towards the type of person and the type of expert you'd like to become. The second way that specific feedback is so crucial is that that feedback actually gives you even more insight into the person, into the group giving you the feedback than it does to you. Let me give you an example for that one. I recently had a client who was told she was too ambitious. This really spun her out because she had been working on her confidence and on her clarity of desire. She comes from a family a little bit like mine, doesn't have a ton of advanced education, doesn't have a ton of quote unquote corporate success, and certainly doesn't have anybody in the tech space, not even in the science space, the engineering space, or the math space. So she had been working to own her confidence and her ambition. Well, the team that she was on was led by someone who doesn't share her desire to grow. In exploration and conversation that lasted over a couple of weeks, it actually came out that almost everyone on her team is set. They're good. They're a little bit older. They inherited a good amount, or they know they're going to inherit a good amount. They had a startup that was sold, and they're actually doing this work because they're interested in it. But those people, and especially her manager, they're in a good place in life and they're not interested in continuous improvement and moving up and moving out. She is. So the feedback, hey, you're too ambitious, A, is way too general. And it also told her it was time to move. As much as she enjoys her manager, she enjoys the type of work that she does, she believes that it makes tech as an industry better. It was time for her to move on. I think that this story is probably resonating with a lot of you. So specific feedback, and this has been studied over and over and over again. Specific feedback is granted, it is given to women about 20 to 35% less than to men. This is feedback that is tied to outcomes, to specific behaviors, and specific skills. This then impacts the rate of promotions and quote unquote stretch assignments. What this leads to is a 1.4 times less promotion rate. That is wild. And in addition, a 1.6 times less rate of stretch or visibility assignments. Both are required for career advancement. Career advancement in expertise, career advancement in opportunities for cross-industry, and career advancement for higher levels of seniority in management or an individual contributing role. Additionally, I haven't convinced you yet that specific feedback matters. A related study by Catalyst showed a connection, a correlation between specific feedback and confidence. 80% of women who received specific feedback felt more confident in their abilities. It reported a higher level of job satisfaction and an even higher level of engagement in their careers. Interestingly, men who learned to give specific feedback to all of their employees also reported a significant growth in their satisfaction. Wild, right? Specific feedback really matters. I am going to go now and share with you some specific feedback. What I want to just note is feedback that is so specific, you can put it into a chart and you can check it off. So for example, feedback that a client of mine recently got is you need to shorten the sales cycle by at least 2 weeks. So she can take that piece of feedback in her tech sales role and see, okay, right now it's taking 22 weeks. How long have all of my potential deals been taking that are right now? So some of them are at 16 weeks and they're not closed. Some of them are 32 weeks and aren't closed. Create a table and find where is the mean. And then go into, okay, what is keeping some of these smaller, maybe 12 weeks, 18 weeks, 20 weeks, and what is stretching some of these out? As she and I went through her specific feedback, right? You need to shorten the sales cycle by 2 weeks. That's a yes, no. We realized that there was one person that she relied on for a specific type of product sale. So anytime she bundled up in the offer, in the sales proposal, and it included this one product, this one colleague didn't answer emails, didn't provide detailed, was rude to the client, et cetera, et cetera. So, hey, now she can address that. That's clarity. She can have a crucial conversation with herself. She can set up plans with her boss and with that guy's boss. She can set up her deals differently, her sales proposals differently, and she can grow towards the mean, the average, the median, however we want to talk about it, because the company has four different ways to track length of the sell cycle, right? Bring it and shorten it by 2 weeks, because that is specific feedback. Now, I am going to share my way of specific feedback and share with you some results. So every single year, and I'm doing this just for context, I'm doing this to give you an example of how, even if you are in a company, maybe it's a startup, maybe it's a messy corporate who's had major layoffs and now are delaying the feedback cycles, maybe you're in a professional situation where feedback is this artificial conversation that only takes place once a year, you actually can change that. Okay. So I'm sharing this with you as an inspiration for how you can get specific feedback back. Because as an entrepreneur, I could have it in business and it would be fine to never, ever, ever get feedback. I think it would be a weird thing to do. And it would hold back my career. It would hold back my confidence, but I could do it, and lots of people do. Okay. So every single year, I do a very detailed survey with my clients. In return for doing this very detailed survey, I then grant them 2 free one-on-one sessions, because it's a detailed survey and most of them take time to give detailed insights. The way that I set this up is I don't just talk to the clients I'm working with right now. Why? Because one of my core beliefs about coaching, from my certifying body, Erickson's, from my own experience, and then from my clients' experience, is that I work with a coach. As an example, I worked with a coach in 2009, and I still benefit from the things that I learned in 2009. Another coach in 2013 helped me with meditation. I still learn and benefit from that meditation. So I actually go 2 years into the past. So anyone who has worked with me in the past 2 years, which in this case means all the way back to 2021, has the opportunity to fill in the survey, give me feedback, give me specific feedback, give me qualitative feedback, and then receive 2 free sessions. There are a few areas that I track and that are numbers. The first one, did you reach your coaching goal? For some of my clients who had really transformational goal, and we worked together for 9 months, as an example, at the end of 9 months, they haven't reached their goal because it was a deeply transformational goal. Other clients reach it in 3 months. So that's why I track all the way back to 2 years. So in 2023, the result was 75%. In 2024, it was 76%. Interesting, right? Now, it just happens this time that all the numbers go up. I expect that in 2025, when I look back on 2022, 3, and 4, some of these numbers will actually go down. Okay. Just happens this time that they go up. I presume that next year, some of them will go down. Did you change your coaching goal during our time together? In 2023, 50% said yes. In 2024, 57% said yes, which is so reflective of the time that we're living in. We've got mass atrocities happening all over the world. I think there are 7 presumed genocides happening right now. Huge inflation that changes people's goals. Mass layoffs driven by corporate greed. COVID, long COVID, a skyrocketing rate of disablement, right? So goals change. That is so helpful for me to know and for me to explore deeper. Next question I track, did you reduce your stress as a result of working with me? This number didn't change, but you can't go up from 100. In 2023, it was 100. 2024, it was 100. Learning the skills, having someone who is an expert, who has experience listening to you and supporting you either with coaching or with coach consulting, it reduces your stress. Also, learning about mindset. Many of my clients have only ever heard of mindset in a toxic way. Learning to do mindset action plans with me is transformational. Okay, next question. Did you reduce how much you work as a result of coaching with me? Do you see how I'm exploring if my promise is actually being met by my services? This is how you can get specific feedback. And you can do this when you're a developer, when you're a consultant, when you're an auditor, when you're a purchaser, when you're in HR, when you're in management. You can do this too. I help some of my clients set up this type of survey. In 2023, 56% of my clients had reduced the amount that they worked. In 2024, that went up to 68%. And I will tell you, there seems to be about a 9-month lag into getting to work less. Okay. And then the next one, the lagging indicator. Did you increase your available money as a result of working with me? That could be increasing your salary, reducing overspending, creating new income sources. In 2023, 43% said yes. In 2024, 57% said yes. Talk about a lagging indicator, right? Especially when we consider that 24% of the people I've worked with in the last 2 years, most of them appear to be my active clients right now, haven't reached their core goal. Right? Fascinating. And then how likely are you to recommend my services to someone else? The top level of I am already doing so in 2023, it was 82%. And in 2024, it's 86%. Fascinating. This then creates specific feedback that I can take action on. So I know I am definitely making sure that my mindset design course is available to every single client, every single person who chooses to work with me. I'm going to make sure that they get that support because 100% it's working. So I got to make sure that I strengthen that, right? And then with the changing of your coaching goal, I need to check in more often. Hey, how's your goal going? Have we changed the goal? Have we updated the goal? Has the goal shifted? There's so much value in specific feedback. In fact, and now I'm going to loop back to the beginning, specific feedback, asking for it, getting it, evaluating it, and responding to it, that is what is growing your bravery, which in turn is growing your career. Go get some specific feedback. And if you need help with this, reach out to me. I can help. Nicole@tricksteinbach.com. Until next time, brave it up. If the Build Your Brave Career podcast is helping you flip the script in your own career, if it's helping you reduce your stress, work smarter, or create more income, please share this with a friend. Till next time, you are already brave. Now go build your brave.